Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, welcome back to another episode from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today we got a new segment for you guys, and it's going to be around whiskey education. Let's get into it. All right, so you might have noticed it's just me here today. You know, sometimes companies struggle. Sometimes you have to reevaluate how things are going. Mike was fired. He's no longer with the company, no longer with BHH. We had to get HR involved. It was such a mess. We recorded the whole thing because honestly, I was a little scared and we had to do it for security reasons. Let's roll the tape.
Hello, this is Mike Kelly.
Hey, Michael, this is Derek from the Buffalo Happy Hour. We need to talk to you. I know it's unfortunate given the timing, but we're going to have to part ways. I really hope that you understand.
Are you serious? It's 8:14 p.m. For what?
Very serious. You know that HR takes these matters extremely seriously.
Oh, what matter?
There's been a lot of complaints about you drinking on the job, and we just can't have that anymore. There's just been way too many complaints filed to HR, and I just need you to understand this, please.
Are you kidding me? I don't even drink that much.
We
I don't drink like my dog. I just, you know, I have an occasional drink, but I'm not like actively. I mean, it's 8:14, so like you can't get mad at me right now for drinking. It's 8 o'clock at night. Like I can drink on my own time. Like,
sir,
I don't even drink that much.
I understand that you're aggravated, but we have it on very good authority based off our security footage that you've been drinking in the office.
Drinking in the office? Out of what?
Sorry, sir. It's been fun working with you.
You can't fire me. I built this company from the ground up.
Obviously, completely kidding. Mike is always going to be here. I don't have a choice. I'm contractually bound to him for the rest of my life, similar to my wife, but we won't get into that right now. So what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about our new segment that we have going on, which is going to be our own whiskey education. Now, this is something that we've wanted to do for a while. And as I pour a nice, smooth glass of Kalila, which will be on our Wednesday whiskey reviews coming up shortly, but this is something we always wanted to get into, was teaching whiskey education to the masses. We currently do this at Addie's Wine and Spirits, so if you are in the area and you do go to Addie's Wine and Spirits, we do a monthly whiskey class where we talk about whiskey education, what the difference is between bourbon, scotch, Irish whiskey, how to drink it, the etiquette behind it, and all that stuff. So we've always wanted to do this type of content for you guys. It just never made sense up until now. If you haven't been following us for a very long time, we started this podcast over 4 years ago, and we've been so consistent every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday uploading new content, putting everything out there for you all. And honestly, over the past 6 months, we've been slacking. We've been still uploading Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but it has not been on a regular schedule. We put Monday out this week, Wednesday out next week, sprinkled in a few small business episodes, but we haven't been very consistent. And honestly, it's been bothering us quite a bit that we haven't been able to deliver you guys the content that we wanted to. So we're not really planning on uploading this on a regular basis. I don't know if it's going to be weekly, monthly, yearly. No, I'm just kidding. But it's probably going to be less frequently than weekly, but more frequently than monthly, if that makes sense. So Mike had a baby last year, which has been taking up a lot of his time. Obviously, my wife is pregnant now. We're going to be expecting relatively soon. So to get us on the same schedule where we can record content extremely consistently is going to be difficult. So
The reason that we started this was obviously we wanted to educate all of you on whiskey and the etiquette and the mystique around the whiskey industry. But also, this is something that we can record separately. So I can record this by myself while the baby's sleeping upstairs. I can give Mike a camera. He can record something and then butcher the edit and not even get it to you. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. He can still get it to you. And that's the reason why we wanted to do this, is because we can do this all on our own. And it'll just provide more ways for us to get content to you on a more consistent basis, which is obviously what we always want to do. So what are we going to be talking about? Let me take a sip really quick. If you've never drank a perfectly peated Islay whiskey, I'm telling you, you're missing out. If you don't like it, that's fine, but at least try it. Just try it and think to yourself, why do people like this? We can get into all philosophical stuff during these whole weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, whatever you want to call them. We can get into philosophical topics too about why you should try different whiskeys and the benefit it has on your life and all that. But just be open-minded when it comes up. This isn't even about today's episode, but I'm just so enamored by the beautiful saltiness of a Kalila 12. Episode's not sponsored, just a huge fan. So we do these Addie's monthly classes. We're going to be basically rehashing what we talk about there, if it's whiskey related, and bring it back to you guys on this channel a couple months later. Because obviously, if you want the information fresh, if you want to be the first to know about all this stuff, you got to attend those classes. But a couple months later, when we have some content that we need to fill, because we're not consistent with uploading regularly, then we're going to release this. I don't know why they let me record. That's why we're going to release this to you then. So you have a couple months buffer if you did attend the class, and maybe this is the refresher for you. Or you're out of state and you can't attend the class, so this is new to you. Or you're in the state, you're local to Addie's, but for some reason you refuse to go. And in that case, unsubscribe. So in addition to these monthly classes and this whiskey content that we normally talk about every month, we also want to get into some whiskey news. In a couple of our classes, you'll probably hear the fact that we always point out, especially when it relates to American whiskey, is that over 90% of what you see in the liquor stores is all made from MGP. It's all sourced. So what does that even mean? We're going to get into that. We're going to get into what MGP means, some whiskey news about what distilleries acquired who owns what distilleries, because a lot of the times you can't even figure that out, and give you guys a well-rounded view of what the whiskey industry is like. Additionally, if you watch our weekly episodes, you'll know that Mike is the biggest fan of providing you with useless facts. So why not bring that to the whiskey world? I mean, that just makes sense, right? So that's what we're going to try to do, is we're going to try to provide you guys with some whiskey useless facts. That way, if you ever go to a party, you might be able to throw some out and make some new friends. Because, hey, did you know that corn makes whiskey? Obviously, everybody knows that. But did you know that barley makes whiskey? And barley's actually the better grain. What's up, Kalila? Anyway, I think you know what I'm getting at, is we want to provide you with some more content related to whiskey, like top 5 best scotches or top 10 best bourbons, or holidays coming up. Do you want a bourbon or do you want a rye? And why would you want that? Or take it a step further. Holidays are coming up. Would you like a cranberry old fashioned or would you like a whiskey sour? We can make cocktails on the show too. This is really going to be a large...
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conglomeration of everything related to whiskey, which is what we want to provide with you. So you might be thinking, Derek, what's going to happen to the other content? Are you going to stop recording special interviews? Are you going to stop recording whiskey reviews every Wednesday? I don't know why I said it like that. Are you going to stop recording whiskey reviews every Wednesday? Or are you done with your episodes? Because honestly, we're getting sick of the episodes. No, all that is going to try to remain the same. And going to be published and going to be published as consistently as it is now? Like I said, we're not very consistent now because life has gotten in the way. So we're going to try to stick with that regular schedule and upload those as we have them. Mondays are still going to be episode releases. Wednesdays are still going to be whiskey releases. Fridays, if we do have time, we're still going to try to make it out to interview a small business or somebody in the whiskey industry. But these episodes that might come out on a Monday if we don't have some topics for a weekly episode, might come out on a Wednesday if we didn't happen to record a whiskey review that Wednesday, or it might come out on Friday, or it might come out any other day. I really don't know because we're just getting into this now. So this is where you guys come in. How can you help? How can you participate? One, subscribe. What are you doing if you're not subscribed yet? 99.9% of you watching this right now are not subscribed. Completely made that up. That's not true whatsoever, but it just sounded good to get you guys to subscribe. So please subscribe, like the video, comment down below what topics you would like us to discuss in a future episode. Because honestly, that's where we're going to be getting a lot of our feedback from. We have an amazing crew over at Patreon, patreon.com/buffalohappyhour, if you're nasty. So go over there, check it out, because that's where we're going to be uploading the upcoming content that we're planning on recording. So if you wanted to say in what bourbon is best, or if we do a top 10 scotch, what your favorite scotch is, because we can take that into consideration. My palate is vastly different from Mike's. Mike's palate is vastly different from the other people. So there's going to be a lot of feedback that we're going to be looking for from our Patreon crew. So go over there, patreon.com/buffalohappyhour. Even the lowest tier helps us out and it'll get you into some of these discussions. So please go over there and hit that follow, subscribe, give money because we're a charity type button, and we'll do that because that's going to probably be the best way for your input to get heard. Another question that you might be having, I don't know why this turned into a Q&A, but it has. So another question that you might be having is, Derek, why? We are already over inundated. You said it earlier. We already are hearing all this gibberish from other content creators or other people online saying that they know the most about whiskey. So why are you doing this? Well, hopefully this shelf doesn't fall. Mike and I are both certified bourbon stewards from the Stave and Thief Society down at Moonshine University in Kentucky. What that means is we know a little bit about bourbon. And I don't mean to sound that, I don't mean to make that sound cocky. It just means that we kind of have some backing as to how we're talking about some of these items. I'm also getting my certification in Scotch. Mike is getting an advanced certification in bourbon. So we're trying to provide you all with a reputable source behind why we say the things that we say instead of just another content creator that just happens to have a lot of whiskey on the shelves. There's nothing against that, but if you want to learn the correct things about whiskey, it might be beneficial to follow us because we do have that knowledge and the certifications to back us up. I don't know if you all have seen it. We have a couple clubs here in our great state of New York. There's a couple clubs all over the place. There's people that are diehard Kentucky Trail fans. There's people that are diehard Scotch fans. And there's a stigma around whiskey that is so pretentious. And it goes against everything that Mike and I stood for when we first decided to get into whiskey education. Because, dude, I don't care. Because if you like ice in your whiskey, whatever. You're enjoying it. I don't care. It's not affecting my life. So who cares? And this is some of the stigma that we're trying to get rid of in the whiskey industry, which is another reason why I feel like you should follow us in our journey. And this isn't a sales pitch, even though it's kind of sounding like one now. But this isn't a sales pitch because there's a lot of stigma around whiskey, how you should be drinking it, what way you should be smelling it, how you should taste it, what notes should you be picking up and all that. And that's great. We'll teach you all that. But also, if you don't get any notes and you just like the way it tastes,
sick, dude. Like, that's all fine. And keep drinking the way that you're drinking, if you're doing it responsibly, of course. That's the only thing we're going to be very hard on. Hard on. That's why. Because we want to get rid of some of the whiskey stigma. We want to remove the pretentiousness around whiskey and give you a comedic take. I don't know if whiskey can have the comedic take, but a comedic take on whiskey that is different from other people. Because again, this is a drink. If you're taking this really seriously, where you're ready to fight somebody because they say Pappy 12 sucks, then maybe you need to reevaluate your life.
Pappy 12 does suck.
There's a lot of people that take this way too seriously, and even though we do, we're not going to throw it in your face. And we're going to teach you the traditional way to enjoy things, but we're not going to bash you if you do it differently, because that's just not how whiskey should be enjoyed. Have you ever walked into a liquor store and you see the shelf that says whiskey and you're trying to buy for a relative? Maybe it's your father-in-law that's been enjoying Crown Royal for the past 30 years. And you want to get him something when you're in the liquor store. And you have no idea what any of this means. That's another reason why we're trying to be here, is to help you navigate the liquor store. What does rye mean? Where should I find the good whiskey? Is there an allocated section? What does allocated even mean? So we're trying to just help everybody that's watching these videos be better informed about whiskey, understand how to navigate a liquor store, have a rough idea of what products are better or worse than others, explain what mash bill is, and just overall, what is whiskey and how is it different across the entire world? That's all that we're trying to do for you guys, and provide it in a way that is not pretentious, has some comedy built into it, and just not taken as seriously, because honestly, things just shouldn't be taken this seriously. So I know I just talked a lot and it probably sounded like a sales pitch. I'm not trying to sell you on your car's extended warranty, but if you do have 5 minutes after this video, I would love to talk to you about how I can get you into an extended warranty for your 2002 Honda Civic. But seriously, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable. So please follow us along for this journey. You can hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on the podcast platforms, you can follow us on there. But highly recommend that you come over to the YouTube platform, because these are going to be videos that are going to be more interactive. They're going to be fun. Some videos put in. And we're just going to have a fun time with it. So please stick around. Hope to see you next week. And remember, if you are going to drink with us during our weekly episodes or any of the content that we post, we do always say, please drink responsibly, be a good person, and don't litter. We're out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.